Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we like to make a lot of stupid bets on this show. Just kind of another way to spice things up and make it fun.
What's up?
Like, I still owe a bet payoff from when we were at the Star, and I was wondering if Jason Garrett had an executive bathroom. That's one of the biggest power plays in the world. If you're so big time that in your office you have an executive private bathroom that only you can use. Imagine that. Someone's in your office, and they're like, hey, man, you mind if I use the bathroom? You're like, no, it's behind my desk for a reason. I rock deuces in there, and it's for my butt cheeks only. You can go down the hall and go to the bathroom, but that's my executive bathroom. If you're not the executive and owner of this office, go to hell.
I like that you're in a position to actually call meetings in your office, and you just go in the bathroom and rock a deuce while you conduct business.
Guys, what? Where are we on the Svetzer account?
Right, with the door open.
Oh, my God. Anyways, that's a power move, and so yeah. I didn't think Garrett...
You guys lighting incense out there. I got to finish this business.
For whatever reason, I didn't think Garrett had one in there, but we had it confirmed that he did, so I lost that bet. So I have to wear a Santa costume.
Which, that makes sense.
You've had a you've had a lot of awesome bet payoffs. You're really good at paying off bets. You had to wear a full Claudio jersey to a concert.
Yeah, it was at the Homegrown Fest, and the idea was that one of my favorite bands, White Denim, was there. And the lead singer, James Petrolli's dad, was Gino Petrolli, that paid for the Rangers. And so your friends at the Rangers gave me an actual Claudio uniform.
Actual jersey, full uniform, pants, belt, everything.
And that was a blast. The only problem was that it was hot. I mean, it was like May, dude, and I was sweating my ass. But it ended up being a lot of fun to be dressed as Alex Claudio for a day.
I like someone that doesn't take themselves too seriously, and as evidenced by going to see a band you really like, a cool band, in an Alex Claudio jersey.
There were so many.
Well, whole uniform.
There were some people that were Tolos that got it, but there were like a lot of confused people. Why is that guy here in Alex Claudio uniform? It doesn't make sense.
Man, I've had a glitter beard, which sucks.
The clown. Evil clown.
Clown sucked.
Egg taint.
Egg taint.
I still don't understand what that is.
Egg taint sucked. What about you, KT?
Eggplant costume.
Oh, the eggplant costume was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed
you guys still
that.
Have those costumes, right?
Yep. I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah. Shippy, have you? I'm trying to think.
Shippy wore overalls.
Yes.
Yeah,
she wore overalls. Function. Yeah. So, why did you have to?
Have you ever sent an eggplant emoji to anybody?
Oh, yeah. We did the sports trivia game that I broke out.
The NFL game.
The NFL game.
I dominated.
And a lot of people thought that it was a quiz on last year's NFL season, and a lot of people thought the way it worked out, Skin's questions were way easier than KT's.
I didn't think so.
They were a lot easier.
I thought mine were a lot tougher.
There was a lot of times.
His were obvious.
Where KT would just say, nah, I don't need the multiple choice, even though it was available to him and would miss.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was just bad. I mean, really.
And so, Skin, if you had lost that bet, you were going to have to live tweet a movie, right?
The Ace Ventura movie.
Ace Ventura Pet Detective. That's right.
Which someone texted me on Saturday morning, goes, hey, Ace Ventura's on right now if you need to start live tweeting. I'm like, no, I'm the NFL expert, sir.
Oh, my God. You are our NFL go-to guy. Looking forward to your draft coverage this
Thanks,
year
man.
With Dane and Kavanaugh and Broadus. Broadus joins us tomorrow at 4:20, by the way.
I'm going to do it this year without ever having gone to the Star.
Wow. Yep. Respect, dude. Love
Thank
the
you.
Way you roll.
Thank you.
KT, formerly our NFL draft guy here on the show, but now you're our youth basketball guy. So you had to go live tweet Desmond Wade's basketball game for which Skin Wade is the head coach. How'd that go?
Well, so the gym or the elementary school in which this happened at was much further away from my house than I had anticipated.
it's so far north it actually has a McKinney address.
It was raining, so it was not a fun or safe drive there or back. 5:30 on a Saturday, kind of my first free Saturday in about 5 months. Yeah.
I'm going to let you guys inside a little dirty secret.
Yeah.
I texted KT because I felt bad for him. And I was like, man, it was just a game. I go, look, if you want me to text you the roster, you can live tweet it from your apartment or wherever you're going to be at 5
that's
o'clock.
Nice. That's
and
nice.
And he said, no, I lost. I'm going to pay off the bet.
Oh, I love that, man.
He was committed to the bet.
Yeah.
And dude, he... He was there. Let me tell you. So he was there when we got there, and then the second the game was over, he was gone. Like, he drove probably, what, 40 minutes? How long a drive?
Just 40 minutes, yeah.
He drove 40 minutes to be there an hour and then immediately leave and drive back.
I want to ask you this. First and foremost, let me commend you for your bet payoff enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Because it lets our listeners know that these bets are real.
They're real,
the consequences are real. How hot were the moms at the game?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
You got some numbers, right?
I mean, I'm telling you, dude, it was one of those things where you walk in and you go, holy cow. No, it was actually a thing. There were a few hot moms. One in particular that invited me to the pizza party that the team was happening afterwards, and I was like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to pizza party.
That was our final regular season game, so we were organizing a little pizza party afterwards.
I think in one of my tweets, which I don't have pulled up, but one of my tweets, I think I wrote a question to one of the moms. Hey, do they just not score very much? And she said, well, this is their first year playing together.
It is true. So the reason I'd never coached my son's team before, and I coached my daughter's team, but it's just really hard during basketball season. I've missed multiple games. I don't think I've been to practice in a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our buddy Josh Graham, he's the assistant coach, and he runs all this stuff. But it's just hard during basketball season to be there for this stuff. But Desmond's never been in the ideal basketball situation, and so he's been more enthusiastic about it this year than ever before because I'm coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's got a couple of buddies that had never played basketball, but they're great at soccer. And so we're like, do you guys want to play basketball? So we're throwing a bunch of different odds and ends together.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, dude, they've gotten way better as the season's gone on. But we had one game where we lost 32-0.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was brutal. Unfortunately for me, I had Mav duty that night, and I missed it. But
Josh kind of undercoached him.
Poor Josh. But, dude, I mean, we start the playoffs this week. And I won't be there because I'm headed mm-hmm. to All-Star Weekend or whatever. But my point is, it's what I wanted to get out of it for me and my son. I feel like we've totally gotten that out of it because Desmond is now talking about trying out for the junior high team.
Oh, good.
Which he's never mentioned that ever, been interested. But the whole point of this, and you've heard me say this a million times, all I think a little league coach has to do is make or help the kid love the sport. Because if you're going to get a scholarship or make the senior team or whatever, it's going to be because of what you do in the driveway or what you do at camps or any of that stuff. Whatever happens during these leagues, that doesn't get you there. You just got to get them to love it enough to where they want to put the time in and actually go somewhere
with
it.
Yeah, so true. If you don't enjoy practicing, you'll never get good at it. Anything.
Absolutely not.
I did not enjoy watching it.
Practice?
It sucked, man. No offense.
I love my
It was like ping pong, like dribble, 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 turnover, dribble, 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 turnover, dribble, 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 turn. Like, kids, slow it down a little bit. Get your balance. Bring it up the court. It was just panic at all time, and it makes me so uncomfortable when I see sports played like that because there's just no control. It was just chaos.
Dude, we have one kid on the team that's a great athlete, and he plays high-level club soccer, but he's never played basketball.
Talking about Avanish?
No, Avanish is a blast.
Talking about Colt?
And so as he's crossing midcourt, he gets steals, and as he's crossing midcourt, I got to go, slow it down, because he will blast through.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's fast and he's crazy aggressive. He's got a total alpha personality. He is like, he's the guy that's like, are you serious, ref? Like, he is, you know, and if he's the guy that Michael Young talks about where it's like, instead of it be about winning, he simply hates to lose.
Right.
And he's got that.
Yeah.
You know, and his parents are like, they've seen it with soccer and stuff. They're like, don't know what to do. And I'm like, hey, you just let him go hard because that's what his personality is. And so they see it. They totally get it.
First possession. Okay, it's the Cavs versus the Sunstrikers. The Sunstrikers bring it down the court. And we get a traveling call in the first possession by the ref. The one ref
on
who was wearing.
Steam?
Yes. The ref wearing shorts, too. One ref was wearing the ref pants. One ref was wearing shorts. So I already got a picture of him. I identified the guy. We have 3:10 left in the first, and there's no points on the board, okay? So at some point in the first minute of the game, I believe the ball had gone back the other way, and then something happened. I don't even know what the foul was because I was busy looking at my phone and tweeting.
If it's what you're about to say, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
The ref tells he tells Skin to calm it down.
So here's what happened.
How far into the game?
We're a minute and a half.
I think
into the
maybe
game.
It was 50. I think there was 5:12 on the clock. I think it was 48 seconds into the game.
Right. So my son is throwing the ball in.
Mm-hmm.
I know my son very well. I know what he knows and what he doesn't know. So So he has stepped over the out of bounds line and thrown a pass in, and the ref blows the whistle. See, we're darks, and goes white ball, and he takes his arm and just motions on the baseline. Okay, and I go whoa, hold on. I go tell him what the violation is. Because it doesn't do any good to call a violation and the kid has no idea what happened.
Because you didn't want to coach and have to tell him. You wanted the ref to coach him.
Right. But the whole point is that he's telling him. The kid is 4 feet away from him.
Just tell him.
Tell him.
Can't step on that line.
No, what the guy did is he blew his whistle, said white ball, and just motioned his arm sideways.
He tried to get the ball because he was trying to get the game going again.
Right. And right. I said, tell him what he did. And then he mumbled something. And I go, you need to tell the player what he did. And you have to raise his voice. I have to raise my voice so he can hear me.
You've stopped the game at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the ball hadn't been thrown in yet.
He stopped the game, and he goes, look him in the eye. He's a fifth grader. Look him in the eye. He's a good kid.
I go, explain it to him. He's a good kid. He'll understand it. And the other ref, by the way, is standing 4 feet away from me. So he knows exactly what I'm saying.
When he goes, look him in the eye and tell him he'll understand it, he goes... Or he's a good kid. He'll understand it. The ref goes, I didn't say he was a good kid, coach. That's enough.
He almost got tossed.
He told me to sit down. He goes, You need to sit down.
God, that would have been great if you got kicked out of that game.
I didn't sit down. I was like, I'm not sitting down. Just do your job. I get it. It's 5:30. You're tired. You're old. I get it. But all I care is that if you call something, tell them what it is. Don't wave your arm and then just say white ball. That doesn't help anybody. Right. We're not hanging banners, right? There's not going to be a parade.
And you can't just mentally make a note of the things to teach the kids when they come over the sideline?
I could do that later. Or
they're not listening, though.
Because then...
Ever?
Then, Ben, what is it going to be like 6 minutes later? Hey, Desmond, remember that thing? No.
They don't remember anything.
It happened immediately.
Show him. I prefer the refs too that teach the game, especially if it's super remedial, mm-hmm. like those kids that never played.
Right.
You need that. And usually the refs can detect that, right?
The other thing too, though, is part of the way I reacted was because I could tell the guy was completely resigned to give up.
Oh yeah, he would. Yeah. I mean, and when he called, it was clear.
Trying to wake him up, going, "Hey, dude, come on."
And we'll he called, and game. It fixed it. He was fine. After
and
that.
Do you know what he did earlier before that? And before that happened, a kid took a ball and threw it in. He goes, I told you to give me the ball.
Oh.
And I was like, no, you didn't. You mumbled something.
You don't see that.
And
very
I'm
often.
Like, dude, I get it. You're old. These are fifth graders. Uh-huh. You look them in the eye and tell them directly what you want, and they do it. But you're just pissed off because it's the end of the day and you're tired. I didn't pay for you to have that attitude.
What'd you pay?
I paid a lot of money. A lot what of is money.
That? Did he drive off at a Benz?
It's like a $280 league or something.
There's a couple weird signs on the wall, too. I was kind of walking around. That gym is weird, man. There's way too many motivational phrases and stuff.
Yeah.
Way too much of that crap going on. But I found this interesting. I was doing a lot of investigative work. There's a sign, and it's all highlighted. It says, coaches, we kindly ask you to return all undercaps. I mean, big, bold letters, underlined, all equipment to the designated closet. And it just got me thinking, which coaches have been not returning all of the equipment? Which coaches have been taking
some of the equipment
home?
Let me ask you this. Did you, seeing youth sports up close on a Saturday, seeing how it just destroys your whole weekend.
I thought I was did you immediately, over that 16 years ago.
Did you go buy condoms? I mean, is that good birth control?
Man, it really is. And what's amazing is when I stopped, I got up out of the crowd for the third quarter. I wanted to get a closer look at the game.
Gundam star.
So I got up and I got out of the crowd and I kind of stood by myself in the corner. And I looked at all these people in the stands and I said, God, they all look like they don't want to be here. Every parent there looked like they would rather be doing something else.
You know what the deal is for a lot of them? Is they have multiple kids and that's their whole... They work all week and that's the... I mean, you want to make the sacrifice for the kid, but it's like, man, my whole weekend is Little League sports.
Troy texted me something during the game because he was following along. I said, I don't know how you do it, man. And he goes, dude, I had three today and I've got two games tomorrow. Yeah. And I was like, ugh.
It becomes a big aspect of your life.
I'm really excited. I'm hurt, but I'm excited that my boys aren't playing baseball this year. I'm going to have a lot of Saturdays back in my...
By the way, can kids not just tie their shoes correctly? How many play stoppages are we going to have?
It was abnormal.
It's a problem.
It was abnormal.
Tie your shoes, kids. Loop, swoop, and pull. It's very simple.
So what happened? We get the win?
No, we lost. It was a good game, though. 18-13.
Okay.
Yeah, good game.
Yeah.
We had a buzzer beater moment, which was great because they all jumped in each other's arms despite losing by five. So I enjoyed that quite a bit.
That's awesome.
And then we pizzaed our butts off.
Great.
Oh, my God. Pizzaed so hard.
So overall, KT, what kind of a letter grade would you give Skin as coach?
Z.
Oh, no.
There was one point where Skin was on both of his knees. Okay,
what?
And I think I captured the picture at KT Fun Tweets.
You did
you got
send
to
that
scroll
out.
Down.
Yeah,
I think I captured the picture where none of the five players he's talking to are looking him in the eye. But he did a good job of trying to get down to their eye level.
I saw that picture. That was awesome, yeah. Dude. That's a going to the trouble trying to get at eye level with the kids. That's fantastic.
They hurt my knees.
They were
really.
When he got up, man. I was like, that does not feel good.
That's a huge, a huge benefit to have Skin coaching your kids though in basketball. I would love for Skin to coach my son in basketball.
All the dads are joking about trying to get him to coach on a day the Mavs play where he has to wear a suit.
Oh,
so
that's
he's
great.
Taking a fifth grade game seriously.
Yeah, it's like Pat Riley or something. Hey, awesome stuff. Great, great bet payoff. And congratulations to Dez. And what's the name of the team? The
Sunstrikers.
The Sunstrikers.
I don't get it. I don't either.
Any players you need to mention, give them a shout out. Anybody we didn't fail to mention.
Oh, man. Shout out Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Oliver.
Colt. Avanish. Oliver.
Logan.
Logan. Felix.
Oh, Felix, of course.
Oh,
Felix, yes.
Ferrantello.
Big Felix. Desmond. I think that's it, right? I name eight.
Man, awesome.
Pull the roster up.
Awesome. Excited for you guys.
Tyler, did I say Tyler?
Excited for you guys in the playoffs.
David.
Oh, David, yeah. Dude. First year playing. He's a smart passer.
Desmond, Oliver, Logan, yep. David, Tyler, yep. Colt, Avanish, and Felix.
Specifically all the moms.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.